For behold, the Lord of hosts doth take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the support and the staff, the whole support of bread and the whole support of water, the mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet and the prudent and the ancient, the captain of 50 and the honorable man, and the counselor and the cunning artificer and the eloquent orator. And I will give children to be the princes, and babes shall rule over them, and the people shall be oppressed, everyone by another, everyone by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancients, and the base against the honorable. When a man shall take hold of his brother of the house of his father, saying, "You have clothing, you be our leader, and let this ruin be under your hand," in that day shall he swear, saying, "I will not be a healer, for in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of this people." Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord, to provoke the eyes of his glory. The show of their countenance doth witness against them. They declare their sin is Sodom, they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. The reward of his hands shall be given him. As for my people, the children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err, and destroy the way of thy paths. The Lord standeth up to plead, and standeth to judge the people. The Lord will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people and the princes thereof. For ye have eaten up the vineyard, the spoil of the poor is in your houses. What mean ye that ye beat my people to pieces, and grind the faces of the poor, saith the Lord God of hosts? Moreover, the Lord said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and walk with stretched forth necks, and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet, therefore the Lord will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will reveal their secret parts, The Lord will take away the beauty of their anklets and their headbands and their crescents, the pendants and the bracelets and the veils and the headdresses and the ornaments of the legs and the sashes and the perfume and the amulets, the rings and the nose rings, the party clothes and the outer clothes and the mantles and the purses, the mirrors and fine linen and the turbans and the lace. And it shall come to pass that instead of sweet smell, there shall be stink. And instead of a girdle or rope, instead of well-set hair, baldness. Instead of a rich robe, a girding of sackcloth and a scar. Instead of beauty, thy men shall fall by the sword, and thy mighty in the war. And her gates shall lament and mourn, and she, being desolate, shall sit on the ground. And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own clothes. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our shame. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for those that escape of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remains in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even everyone that is counted among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. And the Lord will create on every dwelling place in Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night, whereupon all the glory shall be a defense. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime, from the heat for a place